First of all, talking about climbing, the experience. One has been climbing since 8 years old because my father was a mountaineer. And so I've been climbing with him. And as you know, I am from one of the largest armies in the world, that is the Indian Army, and which really gives adventure a very, very big boost. When you come here and you're a peacekeeper, and I being from one of the largest TCCs in not UNMISS, but entire UN, because Indian Army is all over the UN contributing from when UN actually started. But when you spend 1 year here working with people from so many countries which are here, my colleagues from uniformed, my colleagues from the civil staff, my colleagues from the police, and at the end, when I'm going for the mission after 10 days, I'm leaving the mission. You want to leave a mark. How do you leave a mark? Now, when you look at South Sudan, it is from the African continent, which is the highest place in the Africa continent. Mount Kilimanjaro is the highest peak in Africa.
Right. Let's go to Vikas. Tell us briefly your experience in this job.
As a peacekeeper, I am here as a staff officer, and I have almost spent 1 year, and one is really satisfied because we are seeing that the comprehensive peace agreement has taken place in South Sudan. And I am very sanguine that this positive approach will take South Sudan towards stability. My job was a little complex because one has seen the ups and downs in the peace process. But definitely, South Sudan being the youngest country of the world and with such a huge potential will go on further.
And as a team leader leading this team, how many people are going from the peacekeepers here?
We are three peacekeepers going, two from India and one from Romania, that is Livio.
Some people will be thinking that this mission is only going to raise the flag of the UN, but what impact will it have on the current peace process in South Sudan?
If you talk about the peace process, it is showing the efforts of the United Nations and UNMISS as such, not only in peacekeeping, but it is also giving hope and showcasing to the people of South Sudan that, look, the peacekeepers are so committed that they are ready to go to the highest mountain in Africa to do that. So it is not just about that, it is a profession that there are hearts attached to the people of South Sudan with the Blue Berets and the peacekeepers. That is why we are doing it. Otherwise, it was very nice for us to be here on a nice party on 25th when people will be celebrating Christmas. That is why we specially chose this period, so that it sends a very strong message.
And how will it actually benefit the people of South Sudan? You are going to Tanzania.
Why we are going to Tanzania, it is not about the borders of South Sudan, Tanzania. It is beyond that. Well, that's what we think. No borders. We are here for peace. And as a continent, it is if peace has to come to South Sudan, it is from the efforts of the entire people of Africa and the world as such. But we would have climbed, we have already been to Jebel Mountain, which is the highest here. But we want to take the UN flag to Mount Kilimanjaro, like I said earlier, which is the highest point in Africa, like UN has been contributing so much to bring peace to not only South Sudan, but so many other nations in the continent. So it's not only about UNMISS, it is actually about the entire efforts of the United Nations, the people of Africa, and in particular the people of South Sudan and the peacekeepers, which are mutually working for one goal, the single goal of having peace, prosperity, and bringing stability in this country.
Vikas, how long do you think it will take you to reach at the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro?
As we have planned, it will take somewhere around 5 to 7 days. Why I say 5 to 7 days? Because you have to keep, you know, additional reserve days also. Maybe some weather goes bad or something. For that, we have kept it. And hopefully, if everything permits, on Christmas Day, we'll be hoisting the UN flag on the top.